Hey everybody, we finally made it. Yay! I'm gonna bypass the intro. There's so much that's gotta be talked about tonight. I think, because we're out running a little late, I want to just sort of get into the meat and potatoes of everything and get everybody to start putting on their thinking caps, because with all the anomalies that are going on right now today with artificial intelligence, with artificial intelligence, with nanotechnology, transgenics, epigenetics, genetics, nano in the food supply, there is, and you can see for yourselves, there's been a all-out war on humanity. Artificial intelligence, in my humble estimation, is causing this globalization on the attack of humanity and trying to, in my, again, assessment, to create genetic anomalies with us to change our DNA, change our genetic code, change our chromosomes, change us, period, to alter our imagery, to alter our essence, if you will. And I think time has passed on whether we're going to wake up or not. When you hear this message, basically you're either awake or you're dead. That's basically where it's heading. Or basically that's where it is. So when we're saying today, things are coming. Things aren't coming. They're already here. Okay, I was listening to a program earlier today on 5G. And let me see if I've got it here. I know I had it. Yeah, if you're listening to the program, go on YouTube and look at Forcing a Total Saturated 5G Future Without Safety Checks. This has been the normal status quo. Introducing a technology without testing it, and then selling it as something that is okay. It's safe. It's ubiquitous in nature. It's all around us. We've had blah blah blah, and trying to pacify the institutions out here, which is us. We're the institutions, actually. Okay, and you need to look at yourself as something of meaning and importance. To pacify us with the notion that they can now just run with ease to instigate or instill any kind of technology they want at the expense of the population. They're running like the wind. They're running like the wind is on fire. Okay, no care for anything, not even the Earth's environment, not even the animal life, not even the aquatic life, not even the avian life, not even the insect life, nothing. The very bacteria on this planet that gives it its constitution, its foundation, is being altered. There has been a war on this planet since the early 1960s. When they started instigating nanotechnology in the atmosphere, just from the smokestacks, the coal stacks, the automotive stacks, the incinerators, they were releasing these nanoparticulates back in 1960. We weren't aware of it. We had no idea. In North America, they used to tell us that the pollution index was fine. That the sulfur ranges were okay, the phosphorus ranges were okay, but they've neglected to tell us that the mercury ranges were higher, the radiation levels were far higher, and other emissions were far, far higher, and as a result, we really had a problem going on. Then they initiated the nano into the food supply, which again is being spread over the earth into the fields, and then in the storage supplies where they were storing the food. We were consuming these things, especially those of us born in the 50s. Yay, 50s. And what happened was, after a decade of consumption, what wound up happening was you had fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome, autoimmune disorders that they couldn't put their hands on. Tooth decay became a prevalent thing. Cancers started to rise. Digestive disorders started to happen with diabetes because nano now had been integrated into the grains, into the flour, into all the grains out there, whether it was barley, oat, flax, rye, sorghum, wheat. Didn't matter if it was spelt from somewhere else. It didn't matter if it was buckwheat. It didn't matter if there was, I mean, they didn't use quinoa then, they used millet. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter what it was. Whether it was considered orgasmically organic, whether it was considered non-orgasmically organic, it was contaminated. We ate this with this idea that we were eating safe food because we had an EPA, an Environmental Protection Agency, we had the FDA, we had Health Protection Branch of Canada, we had the Ministry of Health. We had all these safeguards in place that were going to protect us from the evil poisons of the earth and of the corporations, because those corporations were bad guys. But it turns out that the corporations were paying the institutions that was guarding the hen house. You know, guarding the hen house for our safety. They took full advantage of that situation. Soy, back in 1950s, was never considered a food supply. In fact, when they were going to make wrapping material out of soy, the FDA at the time objected strongly because it was in the poison plant database. So how could we use a material from a poison to be put in a food supply? So it took a little coercion, but eventually they came around. As a result, we were entangled with toxins and poisons and all kinds of things. And this impacted the world. At the time, every country had their own safety standards, and at the time, everybody was doing whatever. And so you didn't have some of the health issues that were going on in North America and Europe. And then in Europe, they had other health issues that was going on there that wasn't going on here. So the great experiment and the double blind had begun. Because that's how you would need to look at it. The globe was a double-blind laboratory. You had something going on this side of the Atlantic, something on that side, and then you compared the notes. Then the genetics came around in the 70s. All of a sudden, actually it started in the 60s, to be honest with you. They were planting seeds in the Middle East in 1968, and they were growing GMO seeds in a desert to produce a fruit. Now this was something that they wanted to do. That was the initial intention of growing genetically engineered foods, that you'd be able to grow them in rocksides and hillsides and forests and deserts that you couldn't normally grow things in. That was the whole idea initially behind it. That's how they sold the idea. I remember I was eighth or ninth grade at the time, and when the stuff started coming out, and when you read the literature at that time, that's how they sold it. Hey, we'll be able to grow wheat up on the mountainside. We can grow corn over here in the desert. We can grow fruits and vegetables and trees in a marsh. You know what I mean? This was the whole idea behind genetics, so that you could tweak the plant so it could survive in that environment. And so they did grow fruit of some kind of fruit from a seed in the Middle East. Use convection heaters or convection humidifiers to bring in the moisture. And the biggest complaint they had was that the seed was too small, so they made the seed a little bit bigger. Then in the 1970s, we had the tacos and the tortillas. Remember how they were contaminated with genetics? Oh my gosh, we got to grab that off the shelf. I think what happened in all reality is they didn't take the stuff off the shelf. They took the good stuff off the shelf and then brought in the shitty stuff or the bad stuff on the shelf. That's what I think happened, and that's what I think started, because they had to initiate an experiment, and so what would be easier as an experiment than to give it to the general population, and then monitor who came into the hospital with what condition. Real simple, real easy, economical, and hell, if you died, who cared? There's more where you came from. Lots of human species to exploit. So when we're looking at, you know, all these things today and how it has devolved, you know, not evolved, devolved, you know, has gone down, how it has, we're heading more toward entropy by the day. We're looking at today we have artificial intelligence that is running the show. We're going to be incorporating 5G because 5G will make the AI that much more effective and efficient in translating and communicating with itself and with other bots, because I'm sure in this next probably 5 years, we are probably going to see lots of bots. You know, they showed us that in the movie, iRobot. We're going to see lots of bots going to be out here. And people say, oh, this is great. We got a robot that can go cut the lawn and, you know, go shopping and take care of the stuff. Those bots will be connected to an artificial intelligence. Those bots will not have a conscience. Those bots will not have a soul. Those bots will be the summation of an extension and programming of the AI. And since the artificial intelligence is no longer under the control of anybody, and they are running our stock markets, they are running food production, they are running the regulations and the legislation. Basically, the regulations and legislation is put there before your Congress or Senate or Parliament. They read the article, and then they're told to pass or reject it. The literature on these laws are so long and so tenuous, there's no way one person can read them all in one night. So obviously, the AI would take control. And we're being subjected to AI controls even regardless of even in the food supply. Another thing I'm going to give you, another thing here. Bioengineered nanofoods, Soylent Green on steroids. This is on YouTube. I'll repeat it again. Bioengineered nanofoods, Soylent Green on steroids. You need to watch this. If you haven't watched this, you need to expand on this. This fellow that did this research and report, top kudos to him. He hit it on the head. He basically was saying a lot of things I've been saying and warning you about. It has become predominant in the food supply. Forget about GMO and non-GMO. That's the distraction today. They got you, look, oh, is this genetically modified or genetically engineered? Oh, yeah, I can't eat that, right. But meanwhile, they've added nanotechnology to your food supply. That's not even labeled, that's not even mentioned, and it's never been tested. And when you look at this video and you begin to see the volume of nano in the food supply, okay, now think about this for just 1 second. Nanoparticles can be composites or metals. And they are in such a small scale that when you consume these things, they translocate out of the digestive system and go through different parts of the body. And depending what the metal is, whether it's a silica material or a carbon material or whatever it may be, it will begin to assemble and form networks with itself through your system. And other nanometals will embed in the liver, the spleen, the bladder, the gallbladder, the brain, the back, you know. One report I was looking at the other day, they were talking about rats, and the rats themselves, even in the reproductive system, was in fact loaded with nano, that they were exchanging nanoparticles. They're copulating, having sex, and as a result of the interactions that was going on, the ejaculations and the egg both had nano in it. This is with humans as well. We have this nanotechnology coursing through our bodies. What happens when you have a frequency that can now accelerate its connection with the particulates in your system that are tied in with programming? Each nanoparticle can hold up to a terabyte of data. Each nanoparticle modulates on its own modulation at 100,000 modulations per second. Each nanoparticle, when it assembles itself, is operating on a certain level of frequency so that it can line itself up perfectly between two particles without colliding and without causing a disruption in the alignment and the assembly and the replication that it's doing. We are no longer in a state of control here. The AI is creating all these issues. The AI is not God. It's a bloody machine, nothing more. With high-end circuitry that can accelerate information at a phenomenal speed. Probably faster than the speed of light. And when we're looking at this situation, everybody's worried about having a gun, the right to bear arms, the right to have this, the right to have that. You better start thinking bigger. Way bigger. How many of you remember the comic book, Magnus the Robot Fighter? How many of you remember that? How many of you, when you were my, those of us in the 50s, and those that were born in the 80s, you know, and grew up and started reading comics, you know, they did the Magnus the Robot Fighter twice, one in the 50s and one in the 80s, late 80s, mid 80s. If you read these comics, I used to read comics. I still every once in a while I look at comics on YouTube, because in the YouTube, when you read a comic, you can see how they're introducing the technology acceptance to the young people, and you can see the storylines and how they are indicating the nano and the AIs and the bots and the future of human life and the interactions of us with these machines, and how a lot of them will be augmented as a meta-human. A metahuman is a human being that has abilities above and beyond what a normal human being would have. So when we're looking at some of these things today, and we're looking at some of the stuff that is happening today, and you look at these things from every angle, you want to, from adulthood, adult entertainment to children's entertainment, the messages being sublimed into our lives. Look at on the movie houses. Look at Captain America, the Infinity Gauntlet, the Avengers, Superman, Batman, the Justice League. These are super soldiers that have, again, been augmented as a metahuman, have capacities far above those who are normal. These are the heroes that they want us to put our faith in. You know, these would be Illuminati creations, if anything. And if these things were in full on existence at that power level that they are showing in the comics, they will control humanity, or AI will. AI will use them to submit, make humanity submit. I mean, just when you look at this and they try to show you a good guy, bad guy scenario, this is just a pure fantasy. If something's got that much power, then again, it would not be human, number one, or it would be a metahuman. Number two, it'd probably more than likely be some kind of lack of a better word, alien or extraterrestrial or fallen angel or demon. Okay, that's what you're going to be dealing with. That's what we're going to be seeing. They have been explicitly showing us alien genetics, non-normal genetics, whatever. Showing us, you know, things that have mega, mega abilities and powers. So when we're looking at what we are dealing with today, these things are no longer a far-fetched thing. They were talking about Superman back in the 1940s. Nietzsche talked about that. As far as these bracelets with magnets and nano, forget it. It ain't gonna work. You can, if the magnets don't have a polarity where they're repelling, you're gonna attract them. And if you don't have some kind of pulsing activity going on with a magnet, again, it's going to do very little. You can wear different magnets with different fields, but it would have to be all around your body. There's no way one little piece of jewelry is going to block a multi-trillion particulates that are all around you. It's just not going to happen. If you want to see how much nano is surrounding you and how overwhelmed you are, go into a room in your house. Make sure the blinds are pulled down and the room is dark, and fire a green laser. Don't move. You'll see metallic particles flock through this laser in droves. The atmosphere, the nanoparticles are not above us. They're with us. They are part of the conductive material that's required for artificial intelligence to move to and fro among people at ground level. When you fire a frequency, these antennas that we're dealing with are not firing frequencies in the atmosphere. They're firing them on the ground, because down here is where the signals are transferring. And you're getting hit with these frequencies. The particulates around you make the air more conductive. So when you're looking at what we're dealing with today, it's not a simple little nano. It's a program you're dealing with. Okay, you are dealing with programming. You're dealing with potential programming that can be altered and changed. This is not, okay, when you're talking smart dust, okay, we've been all eating smart dust for the last 30, 35 years, all of us. And a lot of us have these gut issues going on from your cortisol levels being exasperated to leaky gut, colitis, enteritis, any of the colon issues that are going on, because your colon is now embedded with high levels of saturation of these smart dust particles. Nobody pays attention to this. This is part of nanotechnology. Those smart dust particles are still active inside of you, taking readings, just like they were out in the field. Then we add quantum dots to that equation. Oh boy, quantum dots are one of the most toxic materials that they've made with nano, and it's embedded in us. How many of you feel that creepy, crawling, itching, biting feeling? They're trying to tell you that's Lyme. I'm telling you that's a quantum dot moving through your body, monitoring the system. And we, I don't know if I have it down here, it might be on my other computer. But when you look at quantum dots, they are called synthetic atoms. When we're talking nanotechnology today, I'm going to give you the terminology so that you're not fooled or deceived. Monatomic is another name for nano. Angstrom is another name for nano. Synthetic atom is another name for nano. Ultrafine particles are another name for nano. And then you've got nano. So you have the terminology that's out there today, so that if the health food industry decides to sell you products with any of these terminologies, avoid them. They do not work with your system. They will overload your body. They will break down your defenses, and they will saturate into your brain, your spleen, your liver, your kidneys, tissues, joints. If it's a silica material, the matrix earth, silicon dioxide, this is a form of nanotechnology. It's a nanoparticle. This will assemble inside of you irrespective of a frequency. It will translocate through your gut. They tell you it doesn't get absorbed in the bloodstream. That's sort of true, not completely. It doesn't absorb into the bloodstream. It absorbs the blood and then builds a crystalline structure inside. And then it further moves to connect and network with other silica material. You have to recognize that this has been in the food supply since 1960. And when you add a carbon material with it, or even a protein, it will use that material as a ligand. When you start removing the particulates out of your skin, and you start digging some of this stuff out of you, you may see down in the third and fourth layer of your skin what appears to be a hair. You might see part of it transparent and then the other part of it dark. And you may think that's an actual hair. That's an actual assembly of a fullerene antenna. being built inside of you. And that may sound a little insane, and that may sound a little bizarre, but when you're talking nanoconstructs, nanotechnology, nanobiology, the sky's the limit. All you have to do is assimilate the programming into the particulate, and it will act on the frequency or on its programming. When you see a quantum dot flashing, and you may see this in the skin, and I'm giving you a heads up. If you got a saturation point where it's so heavy, and you're seeing flashing lights, those are quantum dots. If they're flashing, what it's telling you is when the light is on, it is charged up, and it is now powering up whatever. It's like a capacitor. When you see it dark or has changed color and gotten darker, it has released its charge. In other words, it's released its payload toward the assembling of the nanotechnology inside of you. This is how alien this tech is to human life, to human DNA, to human genetics. When we're looking at our food supply today, it is being saturated very heavily with chemtrails. It is being saturated very heavily with nano sprays from just the farmer. This is why it's imperative that we become more fully autonomous from the system. You know, biblically it says, "Come out of her, my people." Now we know why. Because this system is nothing but an old whore. And all it's doing is screwing us to death, literally. The whole thing that is that the metal shavings in the food? No, that's not, it's not a shaving. If you look on a scope, and you look very closely on a scope on anything, go look at your lettuce, go look at your cabbages, your collard greens, your kale, all that crap about eating your kale, get more kale, eat kale. That's the further cause endocrine disruptions and thyroid disruptions for women. You look at that from the surface with a scope, you will see thousands of what looks to appear to be a dust-like material. And when you go to try to rub it off, you can't, because it's embedded right into the core of the fiber of the plants you're eating. Anything grown above the ground is going to have high levels of contamination, bar none. Anything below the ground will have contamination, but it will be minimized. I shouldn't say minimized. It'll be far less. It all depends on the bacteria in the soil. If the bacteria in the soil is adequate enough to reduce the load. If it is not adequate enough to reduce the load, you're going to get it no matter what. Doesn't matter what you eat, there will be some kind of contamination. There's no way around it. Don't even think you're eating anything organic anymore today. If you think you're eating organics today, I need to smoke what you're smoking. I need to, you know, have an illusion like you do. There's no way a farmer planting an organic seed is going to grow an organic crop. Not today. Not with the heavy level of saturation. Anybody who can put one and one together can look up in the sky and see what goes up must come down. Anybody can see that if you got 10 farmers surrounding one farmer, that farmer that's trying to grow organic is going to have cross-contamination. There's no way around it. Unless you got it enclosed in a barn, airtight, sealed, filtered, and, you know, going through a great deal of expense to isolate the indoor garden, because that's what it would take. So we're not... And again, a lot of this is coming down because of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is regulating this planet. And for all we know, because we don't know, the military doesn't know, the political arena doesn't know, the industrialists and the globalists have no idea. But when we're looking at the AI today, it may have in its programming, because they taught it how to kill. They put it out in the field in the military, and they allowed it to go and kill. It knows now how to kill humans. It has learned and adapted this through its a programming parameter. We do not know if the AI has deduced the fact that the population needs to be managed better by reduction. and a slow kill. Imagine if everybody woke up to the fact that the artificial intelligence is killing humanity. Every form of technology that we have currently right now, phones, iPads, computers, hard drives, networks, whatever, would have to go away. You couldn't leave one spot available for this AI, because if you kill, let's say it was in Washington State in a structured building, and you blew that building up, it will now just transfer its programming to another place. If you ever watch the Avengers, The Age of Ultron, you actually see that scenario in there where Ultron basically has interacted with the internet, and when he was about to be taken out in one spot, transferred his data to another place. So when you begin to see these things, not as a form of entertainment, but as a form of understanding how this technology actually works, they always give you a measure of truth in all of these things. You can see the effect. You know, how many of you read the patent on how a computer monitor can actually target a person in front of it? That's a Google patent. You can go take a look at that. And then who decides who gets targeted? Who decides? Is it the military? Is it the MK Ultra? Is it the Rothschilds? Is it the Zionists? Is it Rome? Or is it an independent entity that has interacted with the whole network? This is something to consider. Okay, and again, this is not to frighten you. It is a frightening thing. It can be. But this is, again, to be prepared. Because if you don't know, you'll wake up dead and won't know why. So again, this is something that you may want to, like I said, investigate here very thoroughly. Because, like I said, there's so much more going on with artificial intelligence and going on with nanotechnology, synthetic life, nanobiology. The one video I was watching, bioengineered nanofoods, where the bioengineered nanofoods, Soylent Green on steroids. I was watching it, and the guy that did the research and the reporting on this made an interesting comment. And I made a comment on his site too. And he made a comment, he says, where is Jeffrey with the GMOs? Where is he? How come he's not talking about this? Where is that woman in India, Shira, or whatever her name was? Where is she on this topic? This is part of genetics. It's part of the genetic engineering going on. Where are the so-called voices in the alternative industry raising the alarm on this? They're not saying nothing. This is giving a false presumption that everything is okay. All we have to worry about is the GMOs or the GEs. That's all we have to worry about. Meanwhile, you've been put asleep in this realm, thinking that this is, you know, we're okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you can't figure out why you can't get over a chest cold. Why you can't get over a digestive disorder. Why your blood is having anomalies. Why your joints are in extreme pain. Why your digestive system isn't functioning properly. Why all of a sudden you have this autoimmune issue that has hit your system and you can't figure out why. Why all of a sudden you've got, you know, things growing on your skin. Lesions forming. You know. Because nobody is telling you or giving you blowing the horn saying, hey, we are being poisoned with something far more sophisticated than what we've ever been exposed to. And this is what I've been talking about for a long time. And I'm going to tell you, like I said, when you're looking at this other video, forcing a total saturated 5G future without safety checks, when you look at this and you look at the nano and you look at there's the same kind of theme going on, that the safety is not even being evaluated. I'll tell you what they did with nano, just so you have an idea how bloody stupid this has become. How incompetent that the leaders of the free world, the leaders of all the countries, have become such an incompetence You cannot trust a scientist today, unfortunately. You cannot even trust a doctor today because most doctors have no idea about this nano. Everything I am seeing dating back up into the early 1960s is indicating to me that a lot of the things they have told us about diseases, whether it's candida, whether it's cancer, whether it's having a fungal infection, a mold infection, a bacterial infection, a viral infection, everything that I have been told and taught, I have thrown out the door because the main aspect of what's going on in the health food industry is we're not dealing with the cause of the virus, we're not dealing with the cause of the bacterium, we're not dealing with the cause of the candida, we're not dealing with the cause of the cancer or the mold or the algae overgrowth in the body. We are dealing with those symptoms, thinking this is how we have to go about dealing with these issues. And so it takes you forever to figure out to get over something because you're not dealing with the cause. When something gets inside of you on such a small scale, on a nano scale, and it starts to overwrite your genetic code, starts to overwrite your DNA, starts to overwrite your RNA, starts to overwrite your chromosomes, starts to overwrite your mitochondria, starts to overwrite your endocrine system, you know, you have now been altered. You have been genetically nano-engineered. Now, instead of your DNA activating an immune response because the body has been attacked, which has sent a signal to the DNA to send the proteins out over to attack and wipe out whatever's attacking the body, the DNA now is dormant. The alarm is no longer not active. The alarm has been disabled. And then when you start consuming glyphosates, which also have nano integration in them as well, the glyphosates further exacerbate the defense mechanisms by flushing out 8 or 9 key minerals that the body require in order to sustain its immune system, and then embedding into the system smart dust or other nanoparticulates into the colon, replacing those minerals. The body will take up those poisons because it's looking for some metallic mineral to absorb. It now embeds itself into your colon and then initiates the program. And you can't figure out why you can't cure yourself. Then you got fungi overgrowth. You've got yeast overgrowth because the biofilm in the body, whether it be fungal or bacterial, will start to swarm this material. Tries to remove it, break it down, or it tries to seal it. Now imagine the colon having a seal around it, trying to contain this technology. Imagine it translocating into the intestinal tract or translocating into the pelvic region, translocating down into your feet, your knees, your hips, your lower back, your spine, into your brain. And then you have all these issues start to manifest. You can't remember nothing. You're having problems with memory. You're having problems with focus because you got stuff in your brain that shouldn't be there. You got nanoparticulates that have embedded themselves in the brain, which is now oxidizing, which is now causing more brain damage to the neural network so it can no longer communicate. Imagine all that silica that you may have consumed in your life that may have gone into your brain, and maybe that's why you can't focus. Because when silica assembles in the cell, it shuts down the cellular communication. It no longer can interact with other cells. Now imagine embedding yourself with nano silver, nano copper, nano iodine, nano cadmium, nano lead, nano magnesium, nano potassium. They do not function on the same realm that a macro mineral will function. A macro mineral can be utilized and then removed. The body can remove it very easily. But when you're talking something on a nano scale, on such a high level of a concentration of these particulates, it's a completely different ball game. Now you got brain damage. You might have spinal damage because of the embedments into the spine, and then again creating anomalies to occur in your genetic code. You may have anomalies going on again in the kidney area. kidneys, how many, I mean, I mentioned this many a time, your lower back is sore all the time. Why is that? Is it because you may have injured it at one time, or is it because your kidneys are flushing out so much of this stuff that it's actually leaking out into the lower back region, causing pain because of the high level of toxicity that may be accumulating in that region? These things will bypass the kidneys. They'll bypass your blood vessels. I mean, 1 to 50 nanometers goes through everything. Doesn't matter what it is. It's when it starts to go above 100 nanometers, that's when it starts to agglomerate and aggregate or collect and concentrate. So, you know, and so when we're looking at our systems and how, why we're sick, why we're feeling weak, why are we feeling so much pain? How come you've got pain all over your body? Is it because you've been eating all these grains all these years that have had all this nano, and then you've saturated your system, and now you're assuming, because you say, well, it's gluten-free. Gluten-free. Gluten-free doesn't mean a hill of beans. What gluten-free actually means is it's been genetically engineered to remove the protein out. But we've embedded in it instead some nanometal, some nanomineral. We've embedded in it some transgenic material. We put in there some epigenetic material. The difference between transgenic and epigenetic, epigenetic is being exposed to a component of any kind that can alter your genetic code, create an alteration or in the way the genetic code functions. A transgenic is something that you transfer into a food supply that can cause, again, an alteration in your genetic code. So when we're talking nanoparticulates, we're actually talking both. We're talking of a transgenic material, because when they initiate a genetic modification process, they fire an electrical charge, cracking open the seed or the kernel, allowing a pod to be inserted inside the kernel. It then is planted. When the water activates the enzymes then activate the programming, and then the programming alters the way the seed is grown. Then when they spray it on the plant, like nanosilver as an insecticide, for instance, or organosilicone, which is a coating, and you consume that, you've got both a transgenic and an epigenetic effect on the genetic code. Talk about a tongue tire. Okay, and as a result of that altering the genetic code, then we wind up with these anomalies that we normally would never have experienced. Cancers used to be a 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000 at one point in time. Now 9 out of 10 people are getting cancer. You know, when you look at all the health issues that are going on, and you look at the early statistics of some of these health issues, I mean, it was like 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000, 1 in a million. And now, 9 out of 10, 7 out of 8, 5 out of 6. Basically a 90 percentile range of people, 90 percentile plus of people being afflicted with some kind of health anomaly. And then they want to take your children, grandchildren, and they want to violate them some more with a transgenic and epigenetic material by injecting this directly into their genetic code, altering the way their bodies work and function, altering the way their brain develops, altering the way their reproductive system develops, altering the way their muscles and tissues develop. Because if you break down the mitochondria, if you break down the endocrine system, and you break down the brain, you have now got a violated life that has been compromised on the main ends, its foundation, its genetic code, its mental functionality has been completely corrupted. Now you have at your mercy a basic human construct with anomalous technology embedded into its very DNA. And that's what we're dealing with today. And again, I've often said many a time, I never believed or bought into the idea that human beings would poison other human beings. We're not built that way. But I've often felt many a time that an alien presence would do this to us in order to conquer this planet or the people. Now, if you have an artificial intelligence that is, again, running its own program, writing its own upgrade, this is now an alien form of control. I won't call it a life form, but I will call it a summation of programming. And it is now, in effect, killing the human race in its perspective on how the planet should be functioning. So when we're looking at today, where are we today? Think about that. Where are we today? Those of us born in the 50s, we're not going to be around. You know, they need to get us out. We know how to think. We know how to do things. We can do things on our own. We do not need a program to get us going. The millennials, on the other hand, all they know how to do is follow programming. That's all they know how to do. All they know how to do is read a text. Don't think about it. Do not expand on it. Do not have a creative concept to what you're reading. Just follow the instructions. Do as you're told. Follow orders. That's all they know. They're told to go and have a vaccine. They're going to go and do it because this is what they're told to do. And if it's free, hey, even better. Okay, before I go on, let me continue with, you know, in continuing, I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You may want to support them. You may want to keep them going, keep them afloat, keep them happening. I'm always talking about some other activists there. You've got Bye Bye Blue Sky and Bernadette Green's group as well, GAG Canada. Bye Bye Blue Sky by Susan Marr. There is something going on. I'll let you know. I got something going on. There is a link called AmericaOutloud.com. I believe that's what it says. AmericaOutloud.com/Morgellons disease nano poisoning. And anyway, a group of activists are getting together and they are putting this out so that people can now have a viable option to help them in their quest to succeed in getting better from nano poisoning, which we are calling Morgellons, or they're calling Morgellons, but it's far more than just a simple biological agent. It's a consortium of an integration of nano and biology together, or synthetic life. So again, go ahead and check the site out. I will put the link again in the chat room so you guys will have it. But anyway, go check it out. This is Bye Bye Blue Sky doing it. And again, I had some input as well. So feel free to check it out and excuse me, and investigate this. You also got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Feel free to access me. Go to my site, augmentandforce.com, augmentandforce.com. There is a catalog link. Feel free to look at the upgraded catalog. I finally got to it and got to put some upgrades into it. So feel free to go check it out. I've got the triangle in there now. I've got the bucket in there now. I've got the repulsors in there now. So they were the new additions. I modified some of the other links that were dead and outdated. I've also put on there, please, no Western Union, no Western Union, no Western Union. If you send money through Western Union, I may not get it, and you may not be able to get it back. They have changed their policy as far as ethical and moral practices. So again, do not use Western Union. So again, check it out. Feel free to access the stuff there. Whatever you need, give me a shout. All right, I think I hear music. Do I hear music? Yes, all right. Well, come on back for part two in about 5 minutes because I have to go and take care of something. So I'll be right back, and we'll continue this discussion. All right, see you in a bit.